important thing tonight is what God will do this year. Am I communicating? Don't shift an inch. Once that drops, we are set to go. Once that drops. This year, hello? Amen. How many of you watch Ikoku in those days? That Igbo judge, the court setting. If he wants to say order, he say louder. That is, everybody should be orderly. That is, keep quiet and say louder. Amen. I'm not going to say that tonight. The most important thing tonight is what God will do this year. I am so excited because this year, more than many other years, God started speaking about the year far ahead of time. He started speaking about this year far ahead of time. I stepped into convention, it followed me there. And then, the whole of this season, crystal clear. What he wants to do. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1. Everybody pick your Bibles, and if you don't have, let's read it. Hallelujah. Now look at that. Let us read it together as fast as we can. I will declare, and then we are set for the next service. One, two, go. Arise. Shine. For thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Two. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings. Keep reading verse 4. And see, all they gather themselves together. They come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. The multitude of camels shall cover thee, and the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah. All they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of the Lord. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto thee. The rams of Nebaioth shall minister unto thee. They shall come up with acceptance on my altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Verse 8. Who are these that fly as doves? One more time. Verse 8. As the cloud, and as the doves to their windows. We can stop there because of the length of the scriptures. You read all of it when you get back home. Father, thank you for your word. Be glorified in Jesus' name. Take this, your seat for 10 minutes and hear this. We appreciate God for his goodness and mercies in the passing year of 2022, our year of overflowing grace and glory. We saw the overflow of grace, overflow of glory in different dimensions. We saw the explosion of God's presence, power and principles, both nationally and internationally. We saw the move of God like never before in the nations of Cameroon, Ghana, Zambia, Kenya, the United States of America, aside online impact. We saw the physical visit of worshippers from over 100 nations in the year of 2022 alone.
To him alone be all the praise and the honor.
In 2023, we see the glory rising even beyond the overflow level. We shall see the glory of the Lord rising upon the saints, upon the church, upon the nation. We shall see the glory of the saints, the glory of the church. We shall see the glory of the nation of Nigeria realized and restored. So the prophetic word for 2023, taken from Isaiah 60 verse 1 to the end, is 2023. Light has come. The glory is risen. The glory is risen. Give us the sticker. The glory is risen. When I say 2023, you say light has come. And when I say light has come, you say the glory is risen. 2023, light has come. Ay, 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 ay. Hey! Hey! The central theme is the glory is risen. That's the central theme. But the glory is risen because light has come. Am I communicating at all? The central theme is the glory is risen. And why is the glory risen? It's because light has come. When I say 2023, you scream light has come. And when I say light has come, you say the glory is risen. 2023! Light has come! Ay, 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 ay. So when I say in your life, you say light has come, the glory is risen. In your family, light has come, the glory is risen. In the church, light has come, the glory is risen. In Dunamis Church, light has come, the glory is risen. In Nigeria, light. The darkness of terrorism is over. The darkness of kidnapping is over. The darkness of banditry is over. The darkness of bad leadership is over. The glory of Nigeria is returning. The glory of our nation is returning. Did you remember what I said? In 2023, in your life, light has come. The glory. In your family. Alright, let's start it now. Now do it with your light on. Do it with your light on. Do it with your light on. Mashataka bagadagalayadahasa. Leperetesida. Last year, the glory overflowed. This year, it rose. You know when a river flows until it rises. This year, it rose. It rose until it is not just flowing on the ground. It rose upon me. It rose upon you. Ay, 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 ay. Do you understand the connection between last year and this year? The glory was overflowing. It was flowing like a flood. Now the level of the flood has risen. It has risen up to engulf you, to engulf me. Your glory and my glory, the glory of my life and the glory of our nation is coming back. When I say in your life, light has come, the glory is risen. In your life, in your family, in the church in Nigeria, in this church, Dunamis Church, in the nation Nigeria, against the powers of kidnapping, light has come. The glory is risen. Against the powers of banditry, against the powers of bad leadership, against the underdevelopment, against the forces of hell. When the light has said, light has come, and the glory is risen. Say, my light has come, and the glory is risen. Where is darkness and the sound of light? Wave it, wave it, wave it. Wave it, wave it, wave it, wave it, wave it, wave it. Season. Very, very quickly. What kind of season are we? Number one, it is a season of revival explosion. He said, look around. All they come from afar. They come from afar. The multitude, they shall be gathered. It's a season of revival explosion. Anyone who wants to see the move of God, who wants to see God deliver, heal, liberate, and do things this year, if we are ready, God was ready. A season of spiritual revival explosion. Your light has come. The glory of God is risen. Number two, it is the season of glory rise, release, and restoration. You are doing a very good work tonight, I see. Media. Bringing the script out as I read it. Glory rise. Glory release. Glory restoration. That is the glory of God rising upon individuals. Rising upon families. Rising upon churches. Rising upon nations. The glory that was stolen for a nation like Nigeria. Such a glory being restored. That is the season we are in. Number three. It's a season of light explosion. Your light has come. We are going to see things that we have never seen before. Light of scriptural revelation. Light of spiritual revelation. The things we have never seen before. Your light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you.
Number four,
it shall be the season of darkness, humiliation.
We shall molest the powers of darkness, the powers of witchcraft, the powers of the occult, ancestral altars, generational forces, the darkness of banditry, the darkness of terrorism, the darkness of kidnapping, the darkness of corruption, the darkness of bad leadership. The Bible says the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. I announce here tonight, by the apostolic and prophetic mantle of God, with which I preach tonight, I declare, every darkness around your life, around my life, around the church, around our nation, evaporates right now. Somebody shout glory! Shout glory 5 times. 2, 3, 4, and 5. Number 6, 5. It is the season of honor, dignity, distinction for the saints and for the church. He said, kings will come to the brightness of your rising. They called you rejected, called you an outcast, but they will run and look for you. I want you to read the whole of that Isaiah chapter 60. A season of honor, a season of dignity, a season of distinction. Arise, shine, stand out, shine is distinction. Nigeria shall rise and shine again. I am not hearing a louder amen. Everyone who is a victim of shame and reproach in previous years, in this year of life, in this year of the glory, I announce to you, the shame is over forever. The shame is over forever. The reproach is over forever. The disgrace is over forever. Shout the loudest amen. Number 6. Supernatural supply explosion. Normal language, financial explosion. Like never before. He said they shall bring gold, they shall bring your dromedaries, your camels, your donkeys, the sheep of Tarshish, the forces of the Gentiles, the wealth of the Gentiles, the kail of the Gentiles shall be converted. There shall be supernatural wisdom, divine favor, unnatural divine ideas that will occasion the transfer of massive amounts of resources for the sake of the evangelization of the earth in this end time. Anyone that is ready for God, God is ready for you. Resources like you never knew before. It's coming into the church. Expand, expand, expand your coast. Number 7 is the submission of royalties and nobles. People who we call royalty, nobility. It is kings that shall attend to us. Kings shall submit unto the authority of the church. Royalties, rulers, as we step from nation to nation, as you move even in your personal life and assignment, as you carry this risen glory, important people, valuable people will recognize the hand of God on your life and submit to that hand. Number 7, 8 is the season of supernatural flight. You say, who are these that fly? Isaiah chapter 60 verse 8. That is, your life has been on the ground floor for a long time. I am anointed to announce you are taking off in the air. Nigeria has been grounded for a long time. Grounded for a long time. Grounded for a long time. We are in the season where this nation shall take off from the ground level. And people shall wonder. Listen, they will say, so this kind of money has been in this country. So it is possible for road to work, to travel and no pothole. For schools to work. And people don't have to travel out of the country to go and school. Then they will begin to curse the leaders that once led us. Curse them, curse their generation. So these people know what is good and they refuse to do it for us. So it is possible for light to walk. It's possible for rail to walk and not be ambushed by terrorists. It's possible for terrorism to finish. God shall use Nigeria as a miracle to the world. They will see a miracle that is rare. That a nation can go to that extent of degeneration and still experience regeneration. Supernatural flight. I don't know who God sent me to here tonight. But you have remained on the ground for too long. In 2027, on your mask, they says fly! Fly! Hey! Hey! Fly! Hey! Take off from the realm of singleness, from the realm of barrenness, from the realm of joblessness, from the realm of empty-handedness. Move from the ground and fly in the sky. Everything that has tied your life to the ground level. Today is the end of it. Remain standing. Everybody. Everything I've spoken to you tonight, I believe in it with all my heart. With all my being. That you will take off in the air. And people who were looking for us on the ground, they can't look down and find us. They have to look up to find us. They look down on you because you are down. Look down, and if they look down and see you, when you are up, they look up to you. You can't look down on somebody that is up. Lift your hands and say, Father, do it in my life. If that is the only prayer you pray tonight before you go, it's enough. Lift your hands and say after me, say, Father, fulfill this prophetic agenda of 2023 in my life this year. Say, Father, do it in my life. Oh Lord, open your mouth and pray. Do it in my life. 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 Do it in my precious name. Lift your hands and say, Father,
Father,
let this prophecy
find fulfillment
in my life. say, Father, every force of hell that will resist the fulfillment of this word in my life, I decree that they die. Open your mouth and pray. Every force of hell. Every force of hell. Jesus' precious name.
I will pray one more prayer and then we are through. Colossians chapter 1 verse 13. He said he translated us from the kingdom. He delivered us from the power of darkness. And he translated us into the kingdom of his son. The number one key to this, the glory is risen realm, is to belong to the kingdom of light. You cannot belong to the kingdom of darkness and experience this glory. This is all I can say tonight. We'll continue the rest later. To belong to the kingdom of light, don't use hand to touch gum and touch water. It will destroy this impact of the gum. Don't consult native doctor and come to church. There are people who come to church with charm in their pocket. There are those who patronize native doctor all week and they are in church on Sunday. There are those who don't go to herbalists, but they send money to them for relations to do things on their behalf. Say, I'm not the one who, but take the money. Who told you that? Don't organize alternative to God. Every alternative to what God can do for you or give to you is disaster in disguise. Ask Abraham. When God didn't come on time, he got himself Hagar. The problem of Hagar is on the earth till today. It is either God or God. Ask those who say, if God will not give me a husband, I will find myself a man or find myself a wife. It's hell on earth. Hell on earth. Please, don't let. Not all that glitters is gold. Your friend is driving a flashy car. Maybe he killed a person to get that car. The girl that you graduated from school with is now doing very well. Living in Maitama, living in Asokoro, driving very flashy car. You say, how are you doing? What's happening? He says, it's the goodness of the Lord. It may be the goodness of a sugar daddy. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Don't kill yourself because somebody appears successful. You don't know what they did for that so-called success. Wait for God. We waited for God. God does not disappoint us. There are those who have become native doctors today because they can't wait for God. Whatever be their career. Almost native doctors because they can't wait for God. It may appear fast, but it may be fatal. It may look slow, but it is sure. It may appear fast, the map fast, but the next thing you may hear is death. You may look slow. There was a time people thought we're slow. But it is sure.
What is the use running faster than me? Only to die in front. And then I pass you. Even though I was slower. That will never be your portion.
If you belong to light, belong to light. Don't mix light and darkness. If you belong to light, belong to light.
They are calling you from the village. This one that you have not married yet. This one that you don't have a child yet. Can we do something for you? Tell them if God cannot do it, let it remain undone.
Lord, what is the condition? Number one, belong to the kingdom of light.
Young man, joining internet fraud.
Because it looks very fast. All your friends are doing it. It looks very, very fast. Young man doing internet fraud. Asking people to transfer money here. All manner of fraud. They found out it was a 20-year-old boy. Somewhere in the south area. You will not die before your time.
God is reliable, dependable. Even though he tarry, wait for it. If you doubt me, ask Abraham.
Ask Jacob. Ask Hannah. Ask Ruth. She lost husband. She was barren for 10 years. Life stagnated. But when God came, everything changed.
All the 10 years of loss, she recovered under 1 year. And all the years that the cankerworm, the caterpillar, the palmer worm has eaten up in your life can be recovered.
Whenever God wants to give you a major miracle, the devil will give you a major temptation. Trying to divert you. You will not fall.
Everybody stand up on your feet. You will not fall. I said you will not fall. God will help you to belong completely to light. If you are a believer, shout the Lord, amen. Lift your hands, say, I belong to the kingdom of light. I have no business with darkness. I am doing nothing with darkness. I belong to light. And I shall fulfill my destiny. In the kingdom of light.
Lift up your two hands.
Are you not the one who showed me the picture the other day? Of that young man that they arrested. With human head. Do you remember the village guy? Yes. Was arrested. Just moving and police just found him and said, what is this? What is inside here? The most horrible thing you will ever see. In the name of money. Eh? From your village. Yes, you showed me the person. Showed me.
And that devil was inviting his brother
that he should come and meet him. The same person they found human heaven. He was calling his brother to come and see him. The man didn't go. Maybe it would have been his head they would have carried. Pulling their head in the police net, he hinted somebody else was. How much? What kind of money do you want to make? Where will it lead you?
What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world
and loses his soul? And what can a man give in exchange for his soul? Stand up on your feet, everybody.
You are here tonight. Before I declare a release, and the reason why we'll close any moment is because first is still Sunday, and Sunday service has to hold. Somebody say amen. But please hold on until this final word is released. If after the release word, you don't have vehicle to go home, please don't move. Just remain around.
Yes, just remain. Security and all that will ensure that everybody is safe. If you have people going in your direction, you can pick them. I believe there is buses available as well. Only from the premises you pick people, because anybody from the road can be part of the kind of people we are talking about. Hallelujah. Because we need to be back here for a full, we'll be taking the communion on the first day. That's today. That is. God told Elijah, eat and drink, because the journey is far. So we are going to eat and drink the body and the blood of the master on day one of the year, so we can handle the journey of 2023. Whatever you do, be there. 9 a.m. I know that. May God make you to laugh like that. I don't know what is the origin of that explosive laughter. Hallelujah. That's a Kulobi I just saw there. Hallelujah. God is worthy to wait for. He will not fail you. He did not fail me. He didn't fail us. He won't fail you. Those who are waiting for your shame, they won't find it. The glory has risen. It is not shame. If the glory is rising, shame is falling. Those who are waiting to mock you, that what has your church produced, before this month is over, God will show them what he can do in your life. Lift up your hands. I don't know how the counselors will do it tonight, but everywhere you are saying, Pastor, all over the world, I need to surrender my life to Jesus tonight. I need my sins forgiven. I need Jesus to be Lord over my life. Anywhere you are, pray this prayer after me. I mean it from your heart. Pray it loud and clear. And say after me, Lord Jesus. Say it loudest. Lord Jesus. Everybody get ready with your touchlight one more time. Say, Lord Jesus. I am a sinner. I need your help. Come into my life, Jesus. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.